As you might know, some of you might know, Sean and I have just spent 3 weeks in Canada, an amazing nation. It's a very, very big country, and it has some very, very big trees. And I took a photograph of my wife on her 60th birthday under one of those trees. In one of those trees. They are just so gigantic. I was walking up from the gate of the church down End Road up to the entrance of our door, and I counted 70 big paces, 70 meters. And that is how big, how tall some of the trees are in that place, 70 meters high. They take 700 years to grow. But they start very, very small, with a tiny seed that's no bigger than the nail on your little finger. Can you see the nail on your little finger? That is how big the seed is that these giant redwoods grow to. Amazing. So great is the power of God's creation that this tiny seed can grow into this massive, massive tree. And Jesus often used the things of nature to teach about how great God is. And I want to read a very short passage from Matthew chapter 13, which speaks of a mustard seed. Now, a mustard seed is much tinier than the seed for a redwood tree. A mustard seed is about as tiny as you can get. If you were to do a little pinprick on your finger, that would be about as small as a mustard seed would be. And this is what he said. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. And though it's the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so that the birds can come and perch in its branches. A mustard seed, so small that you can hardly see it, with God's power, can grow so it becomes a tree that all kinds of birds can find a place to settle and can be safe in its branches. And that's a very important part of the parable, which we'll come back to in a minute. All kinds of birds. Now, Sean, our birthday girl, has got... Yes? has got lots of birds up her sleeve. And she's going to help us, with your help, any children who'd like to participate, would like to come and turn these rather plain-looking birds... or to white at the moment, into all kinds of colourful, bright, beautiful birds. So would any of the children, maybe little ones with their parents as well, grandparents, like to come up and like to start to colour with the felt tips the birds that we've got? Do come up if you'd like to and just give it a go, because we're going to use these birds later in our service, okay? So whilst we're doing that, whilst you're doing that, I'd like you to think, as you're doing it, of what name you might give the birds, and secondly, where in the world they might come from. Okay? So get yourself a decent newspaper and use the felt tip pens to colour them however you'd like, in the best way you possibly can. And then with Sean's help, we're going to stick them all over the church after I've waffled on for a few more minutes. Okay. Now, going back to the parable that Jesus told, you notice that he said that a man plants his seed in the field. Is it possible just to have those words up, Johnny, of the text of the parable? A man planted seed in his field. Now, that was a very small seed, but it is a very small action, but it was a deliberate action, something intentional that he did. He planted the seed. And we've heard already about the importance of taking small actions, intentional actions with a purpose, from Lucy and Bert, with the garden tidy, with Yash, Malala, and with James. They were doing the little things, as St. David used to say to his disciples in Wales. But then, of course, God does what only God can do, and he enables these things to grow. And they can have a very, very big impact. And when you think of it, that was what happened with the church, the community that gathered around Jesus, when he just had 12 very ordinary people. But the Holy Spirit was at work. And that church, those people, they multiplied. They made new disciples of others who wanted to know more of Jesus' love and discovered how great God was and found themselves following this Jesus in a way that transformed their lives. And that community became a place where everyone was able to find a home, feel safe, and know that they were loved, accepted, and welcomed, whoever they were, whatever their background might be, whether they came from poor families or from rich, whether they were male or female, they were all welcome in God's kingdom. And this is the real crux of this parable, that this tree that grew up became something that was able to accommodate all the birds of the air, lots of different types of birds. And Jesus was wanting to say that his Father's kingdom, shown in the life of the church, is where everybody is included, everybody is welcome, everyone finds a place. All kinds of birds could perch in its branches. And this is what God has been doing, isn't it, here in Christ Church. From a small beginning, this church has grown into where all can come and find themselves at home, here, accepted and loved. I've always believed, as the vicar here, that when people came to Christ Church, the most important thing was that they could be themselves. I want children, whatever age they are, just to feel they can be themselves. So whether they're crying and bawling their heads off, if that's what being themselves is at that time, that's great. That's no problem. If people want to be quiet and people feel they want to have a space where they can be on their own, the church is open to come and be here in that place too. Whoever you are, whatever situation you've come from, whether you come to cry, whether you come to jump up and down, whether you come to laugh, or to pour out your problems, this church is the place where people can feel safe to do that. People gather on Sundays in small groups, in creche, in sparklers, in connected, in youth groups, in our life groups during the week. And our prayer is that those places will be safe places where you can feel at home. And I suppose that's very much like with the uniformed organisations as well, that the aim is that they feel welcomed, they feel they can be together, and they can enjoy being able to make new friends week by week. But we know that God didn't intend birds just to sit in trees all the time. Important though that is for birds, and birds love to do that. And it's important that they are there. Because the God of creation said to his animals and his birds, go forth and multiply. Move out from safety and comfort into the world of work, into the world of school life, into politics, into the arts, into engineering, into industry, into supporting the weak and the vulnerable, challenging injustice and exploitation in society. And we have used the word frontline to describe that environment where people find themselves day by day. And what we're doing on our front lines is very deliberately making some small, deliberate decisions to take little actions, even if it's just the way we look at someone. I was reading in a book over the holidays, that the way we look at somebody can transform their lives. It's as simple and as profound as that. But we can be responsible for the actions that we take, but God can take these small, deliberate actions and make a big impact because of his power at work in us. And that's what we're celebrating today, the way in which the God of harvest takes the small and makes a big impact. So as we start this new week, we can thank God for the harvest that he can bring from what we can be doing in little ways this time tomorrow. So, let's have a look at these birds. How are we getting on with the birds, Sian?
Oh, we're doing really well.
Are they looking good?
I'm wondering if you want to talk about down in soup while we're just finishing off.
Okay.
And then we'll stick them up after, because some people haven't quite finished.
Right. Well, the children are looking absolutely, totally engrossed in doing this, which is great. So they can keep one eye on the screen. Anita's going to introduce with Ian something that had started from a very small seed of an idea that this man was inspired to have, and has, well, it's just grown and grown, and now we have lots of soup. Yeah. Okay.